Now he goes on and he puts down now the first great principle. For we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such thing. Now when he says we are sure, he says we know. We know that the judgment of God is according to reality. You know, there's so many folk today, including church members, who live in a world of unreality. They do not want to hear the truth of the gospel. Now, I hear a great many pious folk that have said, oh, you know, I just want Bible study. I do want to study the Bible. Then they get into the Word of God and they found out, as John found out in the book of Revelation, when he began to see the judgments of God, when he first started out, it was thrilling. It was sweet in his mouth. But when he ate that little book, it gave him indigestion, bitter in his belly. And there are a great many Christians, that is, church members, they say they want Bible study, but they don't want reality. They do not want to look at the truth. We know that the judgment of God is according to reality against them which commit such things. Now, this is one of those great principles. And these are the principles of judgment, and they are not the principles of salvation. Man has an inherent knowledge that he must be judged by a higher power. And the coming judgment of God is something every man out of Christ either dreads or denies it. And the scripture is very clear. Paul said to the Athenians, because he hath appointed a day in the which he'll judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men that he's raised him from the dead. Now, Paul reasoned, you remember, with Felix about righteousness and self-control and judgment to come. And it frightened this fellow Felix. In fact, he didn't want to hear another sermon. The judgment of God's in contrast with man's judgment. Man does not have all the facts, and his judgment is partial and prejudiced. God's judgment takes in all the facts. But here the thought is the actual state of man, just what he is. I used to pick cotton as a boy, and I wasn't very good at it. I know I'd bring in a sack of cotton, and they weighed it. And they only weighed what you brought in. And the man weighing the cotton, he didn't ask me where I picked it or how I picked it or to whom it belongs. He just weighed it. And God says, thou art weighed in the balances, in God's word, to every man that boasts of his morality. I think the great delusion of the cultured person is that the depraved person must be judged, but he's confident that he'll escape because he's different. Most people believe Hitler and Stalin ought to be judged, but they think they should escape. God will judge man for what they are in his sight. You want to stand before God on that basis? I don't.